This interview is with Mrs. Neppie Donaldson, one of the original founders of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, Champaign. Mrs. Donaldson came to Champaign in January 1916. She was born in 1898. This interview is being conducted on August 9th, 1983, at her home, 409 East Vine Street, Champaign. The interviewers are Melinda Roundtree and Patrick Tyler, representing the Urbana-Free Library Archives Department.
I was born March 11, 1898.
Where was you born at?
Well, I'll just leave it there. I'm trying to keep my family out of this.
Okay.
I don't want my family in this.
Okay. What year did you come to Champaign, Urbana?
January 1916.
Do you remember the first place that you lived when you came to Champaign, Urbana?
510 East Tremont.
What did you move to when you left there? What did you live in from there? What street? Did you come here?
I live, I don't know my number. I can't think of my number. It was on the corner of 4th and Beardsley. But I don't know the number. That's about the 1000 block. I don't know. What side yard do you even know is on that street? Must have been 1002. So the odd numbers. It's on that side. Tremont Street, I think.
That's in Champaign?
Yeah,
okay, when you moved in that area, was it white and black?
White and black.
Were they friendly?
Everybody was friendly and neighborly towards one another.
Okay. Could you tell us about the job that you had in the past here in Champaign-Urbana? Some of them, as you know.
I worked at Champaign Country Club. And I told you I was on the campus. I cooked on the campus for 7 years. Alpha Delta, Pi, Kappa Sigma, and Alpha, Kappa, I think it was, is only born. Well, it was very close, that was my, right across from Evans Hall, it would be right across. I can't think of the number of connections there. Besides, I worked several places on the campus. And I just can't tell you one because I can't remember the numbers.
I don't remember who it was we talked to, but they said they had like a club, a cook's club. I think you were
at one. Yes, but I didn't belong to the cook's club. Yeah, they had a cook's club, but I didn't belong to it.
Okay, you were here during the 20s, and that was like in the Depression time. Do you remember how it was for blacks or for you yourself?
Well, it wasn't too bad when you learn to manage, because they had a ration days that you couldn't buy meat, and days that you couldn't buy, sugar. You'd have to have certain days that you could buy those things. But you learn to manage how to make ends meet when you have to work.
How about during the World War One?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any relatives?
My brother and my cousin was in World War One. My nephews in World War II.
Okay, during the, I think it was like the 30s and 40s and up to the 50s, the theaters here in Champaign-Urbana, like the Orphan Virginia, was segregated. Did you ever go?
When I first came to Champaign, the Orphan Theater was not segregated then. You could go and see anything you wanted from, but you know how. Are you taking this? Well, I'm gonna see what it starts doing. But time, things change. I say that.
Okay, when you came to Champaign-Urbana, did you join the church?
I attended Salem and Free Will and St. Luke, but I joined Mount Holly. I was in organizing of the Mount Holly. I could just shoot these people when they do that. In a night you try to
do you remember some of the other people? I know, like, okay, Mrs. Britt and her husband were one of the founders too. Right. Do you remember some of the other people?
Mrs. Eva Nunn, she was the real founder of the church. Her husband and brother and sister Knox and brother Johnny Sykes, they were the first five people that started Mount Holly with prayer band and Bible class.
Who was the pastor, the first minister pastor of the church?
Reverend David Tyler.
How many members were there? You know, when they first came up?
No, I couldn't tell you very much because I couldn't be accurate on it.
Back then, did they have choirs, and did this have the choirs and anything? Can you tell us about the structure of the church thing and how it developed? You know, like they have missionary societies and all that now. Did they have it then?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell us?
Yes, missionary society, and we had prayer. Then, as they called it, that we went from house to house. After the church was organized, they revisited the jail have a Friday, that was the day that we could go and have service. And that's what we did. And at that time, we walked from Champaign to Havana. Can't ask me where it is or where it was, you know where it was. But before we moved it, it was close to speak. But they would, Friday was the district day that they allowed us to come and visit. And we always went and had friends and sang the scripture reading.
Did they sing more from the hymnal books back then?
Yes. And then they used a lot of Dr. Watts' hymns where they announced the names, you know, and then sang.
So, would you say the church was more involved in the community than, more so than now, you know, with helping people, families, providing food for those families who don't have food, you know, at times, and, you know, just trying to do what they can to help the community in general. You say that?
Well, we were always involved in, I'll say that. The church was always involved in helping people, and caring for people, sharing with people.
Okay. I guess I want to move on up to the 60s, and you said you remember Blanche Harris, right?
Oh,
she
yeah.
Was the, her husband had a newspaper of Illinois Times.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, I just knew they had a paper.
Do you remember what kind of things she had in it? Did she have people writing with her, or she did most of the work herself?
I really don't know. No, I couldn't tell how she did, because she lived way down in the south part of town, not the way back, way up here. And that's not how she did.
Did they distribute the paper all over? Did you have to go to a certain place and get it, or do you remember?
I think the paper comes through the mail. I'm not sure. They could have had somebody distribute it, but I'm not sure.
Do you remember any other kinds of newspapers that Blanche had, or any other kind of pamphlets?
The Bowles used to deliver the, I think it was the Defender. I'm not sure. I think that was the name of it. Mm-hmm. That was a color.
Do you remember the year that it was circulated? Mm-hmm. About that estimate?
I can't say for sure. I know it was in the 50s.
It was before the time.
It was in the 50s, I know. I know it was going in the 50s. Mm-hmm.
What kind of transportation was there when you first came here?
We had a streetcar that ran on University Avenue from Champaign to Havana. And then if you wanted to ride, you'd have to walk down to University or either down to Third Street. And you could catch one at University and Fifth, or either you could walk down to University there, you could catch. Now either one would take you to a banner, or either one would take you to Champaign. And short line, that went out west part of town. And then it had a went out John Street. This short line went out the West Church, out to the end of the line out there. Somewhere out there. And then they had the short line that ran out of track. That went down, that went through third and down to the campus.
You remember the price to ride?
It was 5 cents for me. You know, from the car.
You remember about what year it
went out? What's
the call? What's that? You know about what year it was?
No, I can't quite remember what year that was.
I know in talking to some other people, they say that crime wasn't as bad as it is now. You could, you know, just go out the house, leave your door open, nobody would come in and get anything.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to worry about anything like that. Because my husband passed in 59, I didn't have a lock on the door that would work.
Also, during the 60s, the gangs were, you know, very bad around Brother Center. Mm-hmm. I remember everything about that that stuck out in your mind.
Nothing that I can talk about.
How about during the Civil Rights Movement, how the blacks reacted to that?
I think they played a good part, really. They knew it played a good part.
Okay, how about the mail service?
Oh, we had mail twice today. Yeah, our mail wouldn't come around in the morning and the afternoon. We had mail twice today. We had good mail service.
Did you ever, back then, did you plant gardens and raise your own
crop? Always. I don't work outside.
What kind of things did you raise when you plant?
I raised onions, lettuce, potatoes, peas, beans, watermelons, peanuts, corn, just anything, flowers, anything. My children are gardening pretty much good. This year, the drought is really taking its toll.
How about the gas and electricity before they, some of the prices were lower than you remember, you know, how much they were, you know, some of the prices?
Yes. Then you mostly paid for just what you use. But now it's different.
Have you been involved in any kinds of organizations or clubs in Champaign-Urbana?
I belong to a Frederick Douglass League, which I thought was one of the best things that happened in Champaign. And that was going really good.
What kind of things did they do?
Well, they did a lot of good in the community. And the public really respected that league.
I remember, Mrs. Matthews and Anna Tuttonis, were you involved in that?
Mm-hmm. I belonged to it.
What places did you all go?
We went to Chicago, to Missouri, we went to Chicago, to Reverend Jackson's, it wasn't his church, but it was his organization. We went to Springfield, to the fair. We went to Terre Haute, took 3 years. And we went, I don't know, we just went along, we were going quite a bit. Really have a good time. And I miss it. I love to go. I love to do things.
You know, they took you all on shopping sprees.
And we still go shopping once a week. Yeah. Our club is not functioning right now. But we still have our bus that takes us traffic once a week, which I'm grateful, very grateful for. It helps you be independent. You don't have to bother people. They pick you up at the door. They let you off right at the door at the store. They bring you back and it's out at the door. They put that school. That way I don't have to bother nobody. They go to the store and do whatever. You know, people's nice to me, but I forget I'm on anything. So I shut my mouth every time. Well, when I get to thinking of all the nice things that people do for me, then I guess I get kind of carried away. But I do appreciate it. Because they don't have to do it. But I am thankful that they care enough about me to do it. Do y'all like something cold to drink? And iced tea, or you can have some pop.
I have one more question that I think I want to ask. What are your interests? What do you like to do in your spare time besides maybe reading?
In the winter months, I like to crochet and do things like that. That I have, that I go about every once a month, I guess. And I work with the senior citizens, helping, you know, to get the mail out and things. Then I go to school one day a year, and I have a project whenever I go for the kids to teach them something. I thought I knew something like that. And in the summertime, I love to go fishing. I go every day if I could. I love to go fishing, and I love to work my garden and flowers.
Where do you go fishing
at? Anywhere that you want to go. I go to Homer Lake and I go to Lake of the Woods, and then sometimes I get to go other places, but those are the closest places I get to go.
Okay, Mrs. Donaldson, that's all the questions that I have. And if there's anything you want to say,
Well, I hope I haven't said anything to embarrass you, or, you know, I don't want to do that. I never want to embarrass people, and I try to be careful not to. And I hope whatever I do will be some benefit to somebody.